That word comfort is the word paraclete. If you remember when Christ said that the Spirit would, he would send another comforter, it's the same word. Same word. Call alongside to help. All right? Which is done, can be done by way of exhortation, entreaty, instruction. This is the way that the Lord's people are comforted in hearing the faith once delivered unto the saints. Their faith is comforted. Their faith is strengthened. They're given much assurance. So that's why he sent Timothy back there to establish them and to comfort them concerning their faith, and also to let them know. Because this is two-way, isn't it? If the Lord has taught you of Christ through a man, not only will that man be concerned about your well-being, but you'll be concerned about his. And that's what we see here, to let them know of his well-being. It's a two-way street, since he had to leave with such precipitation. So they were sitting on their end thinking, what happened to Paul? It's not like today where you can just send an email. You know, when I came all the way back from Malawi, as soon as I got home, I sat down at my computer and fired off an email to let them know I was home safely. By the time I got up the next morning, I had a response. This is our modern day. But for Paul, months had gone by, and they didn't know. They were wondering. But the pure revelation of God concerning Christ. So when we read this here now, we have that full understanding that yes, everything that took place, even this transition from David to Solomon, couldn't have been predicted. Not even David knew one day ahead of time how the Lord would work. But looking back, what does he look back to? The promises of God. That's the same thing any of us have. I don't have tomorrow. I don't even have a second from now. I could drop over right now and be gone. Looking back, I can see that everything that's taken place, all the twists and turns of the road, whatever thoughts and determinations that God was directing it all. So there's where we see how this kingdom would be assured in the ultimate fulfillment of it in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. David was going to go his own way, just like we saw there. I go the way of all earth. So it wasn't anything in him. He knew that this was completely out of his hands. But secondly, we see here in this reading how this kingdom was to be assured in justice and truth. It's not just a matter of saying, well, we got so many Bibles out this year, but be glorified that the Lord would use his word, his gospel, and cause sinners to glorify the word that's Christ, the word. You see, now by the word of the Lord here that he uses, that the word of the Lord, that's synonymous with the gospel. That is the word of the Lord. Everything God has ever had to say, he said in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from eternity to eternity. Any word that we have to speak of the Lord is going to be concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, or it's not a word from the Lord. I don't care how nicely and neatly you pack it. It's not a word from the Lord. You know, I trust that you come here and pray for me that as I speak to you, I will speak a word from the Lord. What is that word going to be? Christ. Christ. That's what he's saying here. Christ is of God. He's not of man. And that word pertains to his work, Christ and him crucified. How it is God can be just in justifying those that he has justified. It's through the death of his son. It's through a just satisfaction. This has everything to do with his person and his offices and his work. Men need to get their eyes off themselves and off the works of their own hands and onto the Lord, onto Christ.